Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man, we're having fun today.
You know Friday. What song this is? Who's the artist?
We just had him on. This is Mr. Fat.
put that on something. Yeah. I see your pasta.
This would not be considered, though, a banger, right?
Please. It's an anthem.
Well, I would think that I thought banger, you need. There's two qualifications for banger. One is great song. Two, though, is kind of loud. And rocking, if you will, but maybe not. I don't know. You're familiar with that kind of terminology.
Well, I'm gonna go MLB. A banger to me is a hit.
Okay,
but you can have a bad song for example, in loud volume, Steiny.
For example, what's the one Drake call you on the telephone?
Telephone. Coming home. Yeah, coming home.
Like, would that be a banger?
To me, it is.
Yeah, but see, it's not to me.
But if you're a Kendrick fan, you hate everything Drake.
Hotline
now.
Bling.
Oh, my! One
That's
of my
a banger
to me.
See, I think you got to be a little more upbeat and like driving. You know, not like folk song.
So you're going Run DMC, Hard Times.
Oh yeah, like that, Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah, Tone Loc. Rest
or,
in peace.
Well, of course, you know.
Remember E-40's Warrior Anthem?
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Choices, yep. Klay Thompson, yep. Remember that? That was incredible.
Bogut, you know, something yep. like
40 Watt.
You know, don't push me.
I'm close to the
like,
edge.
That's a banger.
I'm trying not to lose.
How about that?
You what about this one? Oh. Yeah, that was give it to me. A hip. A hop, a hibbit, did a hibbit, a hip, hip, a hop. You don't stop the rock until bang, bang, boogie, up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now, what you hear is not a test because I'm rapping to the beat. But me, my friends, and my crew, Steiny, don't get me started. Yeah. Don't get me started.
I prefer the message.
He's right. I'm in a good mood, man.
Yeah,
just
so
these uplifting stories.
So am I.
You think Chasky hit that shot?
Nah.
The one you said he ain't going to make it.
No, I don't think he got there.
He was a little cocky. He was a little cocky for me in his golf game.
Coming up in 10 minutes, Ron Wotus is going to join us 30-plus years as a bench coach for the San Francisco Giants. He was the third base coach under four Giants managers, and now he works twofold. He's in uniform on game days. And on non-game days, he's doing other tasks. He's a special assistant to Buster Posey. You can also catch him sometimes on NBC Sports Bay Area.
Steiny, I think we got, I'll call it breaking news. I'm trying to verify it, but it looks like our guy Slater is leaving The Athletic, headed to ESPN.
For what?
I guess the same. I got to be careful here.
Yeah,
I got my people on it. I'll get back to you, but it looks like that's what's going on. And that's our guy.
And that's what life's about.
I'll send him a text.
So is he covering the Warriors for ESPN? Or
I just said I was just giving you the crux of it.
You know, and
let me go to the lab.
That's a partial.
So this is according to Front Office Sports.
Help me out, Pasta.
Front Office Sports is reporting that Warriors beat writer Anthony Slater will leave The Athletic and join the worldwide leader at ESPN later this summer.
So that doesn't give us your answer to your question. The answer to your question.
No, it doesn't. What site's that? Front Office Sports?
Front Office Sports.
I got to get on that. They've got news like that on it.
But he's never been in the front office.
You're a big sports media news guy?
Huge. And I'm serious. But apparently not if I don't even know the site.
I'm actually right there with you. I love sports media news.
Okay.
Good stuff.
That so you could like Google, you could Google Bob Fitzgerald and you could get all the stuff Front Office Sports has ever written about a guy like Bob Fitzgerald or anybody.
Maybe. I don't know how old the site is, but also the article that came out about Slater says that he will continue to cover the Warriors as well as contribute to national coverage as well.
Okay.
Well, so we don't lose them then.
Hey, Steiny, do you follow Barrett Media? It's Ken, by the way.
Yeah, I used to work for Barrett Media.
Okay, well the same type of thing.
The Barrett of Barrett
Media. Well, he put me in the game, Ken.
He's the only guy who's ever fired me, Jason Barrett.
Bay Area Sports guy was another one?
The only guy?
Bay Area Sports. Yeah, he was
the only guy. You've never been fired from any other entity in your life?
No.
I borrowed a radio. I was a janitor.
Borrowed.
Broke it and tried to put it back in. They called me in the next one. I guess there were cameras starting. They said, they didn't even ask, did I break it? They were like, here's your last check. We got to let you go. And I looked at him like, I'm 18. Tidewater Associates in Hayward, Steiny. Why did I try to book? Because I was a janitor. I forgot my headphones, my Walkman. I tried to borrow somebody's radio and put it back together. It broke.
Let's go to your neck of the woods. Union City.
Yeah.
Talk to Derek. Derek's in Union City. What's up, D?
Hey, guys. Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, just wanted to share this. I appreciate you guys letting me take the stage here, but I've been a Bay Area sports fan forever, and my dad got me into all the Bay Area teams, and he took us to a lot of games, and he passed away in 07 from a heart attack. But one of the things that he actually did, and one of the things I remember, was he took me to the 97 catch two with Terrell Owens. We were in the behind the end zone, and when he caught that, he looked at me and said, "Hey, son, it's worth the money, right?" And after that, in honor of him, we bought season tickets for the Niners, so we've had it ever since. I have a family now, and it went full circle when 2019, I took my sister in honor of my dad with Green Bay against the Niners, and we just like to share the wealth and share the knowledge and allow people to go to the games now, and we're just so happy and proud to be Niner fans and Bay Area fans. So thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Wow, what a story.
Thank you, Derek.
That's the way. Yeah.
You draw it up, if you will.
Yeah, and pass it down. And he's now got his
draw
own
it up
family.
And pass it down. I like that.
Yeah. Wow, man. Good stuff. That is good stuff. We got Ron coming up at once, Donnie.
Yeah, but I'm fixated on Slater.
Now look at you.
Anthony Slater.
Front Office Sports is also saying that Brian Windhorst is a free agent this summer. So ESPN might have some turnover.
Let me tell you something
right now. What happened
to
Wendy? What happened to Wendy?
His contract's up.
What just happened?
But they're going to renew.
What,
Wendy's
what
a big boy. It was okay. Just relax. Because when you spill water, I don't dime you out.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Wendy.
We have, I didn't realize this. He is the biggest free agent of the offseason. You know what?
Why would they say night-night to him?
You can throw bricks at me. Wendy is great.
And he's got a great podcast, too.
Brian Windhorst is
I hope he ain't trying to do
money.
Radio.
Malika yep. Andrews' contract is up in the fall, so there's another free agent, too, that ESPN might
have. This is a great site. Is there anything about me?
I will look up your name.
I don't even know when my contract's up.
Steiner!
Find out. I'm not like you. You know, once I sign on the dotted line, I honor it. I don't hold out if I don't have guaranteed money. I don't hold in
Trent Williams
pretending to be hurt.
that you're fixated on guys
you
that
do. You sign on the dotted line, and you honor the contract.
Not once Slate's leaving.
I kind of don't either, but if he's going to be covering the Warriors, then we're all good. Yeah. And I'm sure if the Kings ever win a game, he'll start covering the Kings here and there.
Hold on. That wasn't your finest hour. You're right.
If the Kings ever get to the postseason again.
Mike Brown just.
They stink. I'm sick of them.
Mike Brown just had the Coach of the Year trophy. Yeah. Dude, life. That's what it's about, man. You can never, and just like this job with you, Snyder, you can never get comfortable, man. Because just when you think
I'm
you're the man.
I'm as comfortable as I've ever been.
That could be a problem.
I'm as comfortable as I've ever been professionally.
Well, you've got a new job in the morning. You got two hosts now. But you got to sound good.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'm not now that comfortable. Come to think of it.
Look at you.
Yeah, I didn't like some of the info you came back with from one of your meetings. But let's move on. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Big news, if you're just joining us, Anthony Slater is headed to the worldwide leader, ESPN, formerly of The Athletic. Anthony Slater used to cover the Oklahoma City Thunder, came to the Bay, covered the Warriors.
And he'll freelance with the Kings, too. Like, he'll do the double up.
Yeah, if they're any good. That's what I mean. Well, you can't go 22-60
I got you.
And get covered by ESPN.
I got you. But I'm saying the Kings had something going. That's what I'm saying to you.
Front Office Sports even quoted Tim Kawakami in this story. I've never heard of them before today.
What did he say? Can you read it to us?
Give it to me.
Tim Kawakami said, quote, "He was always so good that he was going to end up as a national type, and ESPN is the best spot for that." He continued to say, "It is a little sad, but I'm just glad it happened."
How did they identify Tim Kawakami?
They just said Tim Kawakami, and David Lombardi left The Athletic for The Standard last year, and then it went into a Kawakami.
Oh, so okay, they essentially acknowledged he's with The Standard now. Gotcha.
But he made the same move away from The Athletic as what the connection was.
Because I think Tim at one point had managerial duties with The Athletic in addition to writing.
Yeah, he was the San Francisco-based editor.
Yeah.
So he's following Slate. This is a big deal. I'll congratulate him.
Who's following Slate?
No, I'm saying he's following when you go national. If I said our guy that I was sipping wine, red wine with, Sal Castaneda, myself, and Mr. Spears.
I don't know who you mean.
Mark Spears.
Okay, what about him?
Like he went national, and it looks like Slater's doing the kind of following those footsteps.
Yeah, I would say that's a...
That's all I was trying to say.
Well, just took you a while.
Yeah,
Mark Spears, of course, wrote for the Denver Post and Boston Globe.
And the, the outfit in...
Anscape?
It was something before. Remember
the undefeated?
Yeah, look at my man.
The undefeated.
Good call.
Coming up momentarily, we'll have Ron Wotus joining us. 30-plus years as a bench coach for the Giants. And was the third base coach under four managers. Of course, the Giants play the L.A. Dodgers.
Can't wait
tonight.
Three-game
series starts tonight. There's also game four of the NBA Finals. And we got a lot of action.
Game five will be on Monday, people, not Sunday.
Well, that's good. That means there's no Giants conflict with the NBA Finals. Because they would both be starting at 5:30.
Yeah. Well, baseball game is 4 o'clock Sunday. Giants-Dodgers.
I thought you said it's Sunday night baseball.
Yeah, it starts at 4.
Does it always start at 4? No, it starts at 5.
I'm telling you right here, maybe because they're hour up because of Father's Day.
Maybe. All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Ron Wotus, analyst at NBC Sports Bay Area and special assistant to Buster Posey in baseball operations. 30-plus years as a Giants bench coach, and he coached under four managers. Ron, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Well, good to be with you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I'm getting up there, and you've seen a lot of baseball. I felt like we were just kind of humming along this year with the Giants. you know, middle ground. They all of a sudden hit a spell where they can't score any runs, only score 32 runs in 16 games. Then the Padres come into town, and over the course of 2 weeks, the entire tenor of the season feels like it has changed. Do you see it that way?
Well, you're going to have your ups and downs, Steiny. I mean, you know, that's accurate on what happened, right? We had trouble scoring. I think we didn't score more than 4 runs in over a 2-week period. You know, San Diego took the first 2, and it wasn't looking good. But since then, since the shakeup, too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
With Buster and Zach making the moves and making some changes with 3 players, the team's been playing well. I mean, look, you know, the team's not perfect, but I think the bottom line is nobody is. We pitch, you know, and that you're going to be in every game when you pitch, and they find ways to win the game. So they're on a good run right now. They're playing good baseball, just enough offense to win games. You know, the torture is back, right, coming from behind, et cetera. But when you pitch the way they do and you don't beat yourself, you know, you have a chance to win every game. So, you know, people are asking, well, they're going into L.A., is the offense going to carry over from Colorado? I mean, Colorado is its own animal. You know, it's a big outfield. Bloops fall in. The ball carries. It's easier to hit the ball out the opposite way. So I wouldn't anticipate that. And, you know, pitching is different with each club. But the bottom line is they don't have to pound the ball. They got to play their game. And, you know, just one run more than the other team has been getting it done. So that's all you have to do is score one more than the other club.
Yeah, no doubt, Ron. I got to tell you first, I enjoy you on studio, on set. You bring a lot to the table, so keep up the good work. And I told my partner and all the listeners the last couple of years, I thought the Giants in the second half were going to make that run and get that wild card spot, and it didn't happen. But they're 40-29. The vibes are immaculate. Is there a part or component of this team, Ron, that has shocked you the most? Because to me, it's the pitching.
Well, I wouldn't say shocked. You know, we knew we were deep with pitching, but I think the young pitchers have developed very quickly. You know, when you have young players stepping into the big leagues, they get a cup of coffee or it's their first year, you never know how they're going to progress the next year. Sometimes the sophomore year is tough, but these guys have gotten better. They're really pitching well. You know, and that's the nucleus of our young, is the young pitching, whether it's the bullpen or the starters. You know, we made some great acquisitions. I know people have been on Adames a little bit, but he's brought so much to the club with his energy and his fight and his determination. And I respect the heck out of him, because through all his struggles offensively, he hasn't hung his head, or he's there for everybody else. And, you know, that type of teammate creates the culture that you want. You got him and Chapman as a couple, the leaders. So I'm not surprised by what the club is doing, but there's a lot of baseball left, and you know, it's hard to win, you know, the way they're coming back all the time on a consistent basis. So you know, it's the ebb and flow of the season for me on where they're at right now. And you know, the good news is they're beating the teams you're supposed to beat. And when you play, you know, the playoff contending teams, you hope you can at least play 500. You don't have to, you know, beat up on them. But if you can play 500 and not get swept and you win a series here and there and beat the teams you're supposed to, you're going to find yourself in the playoffs.
Ron Wotus joining us on 95.7 The Game. 30-plus years coaching as a bench coach and third base coach for the San Francisco Giants. Just looking back on, you know, I think it was Wednesday before the third game of the Padres series is when Buster Posey, obviously DFA'd Lamont Wade, made a couple other moves, and that's when he said, you know, it's time to go. How do you look back on, I mean, is it as simple as we're just going to look back on that and say, yeah, he said it and it happened? You know what I mean? Because it seemed that the team used that as a springboard.
Well, I think, you know, whenever you make changes like that, multiple players, it's a little bit of a wake-up call and a shake-up to the club, you know. I mean, people that maybe you're on, you know, on the bubble, so to speak, or aren't performing good, you realize that this guy's not, you know, afraid to make changes if they're not performing the way they're supposed to. Because I think the one thing that, you know, holds true is the expectation. Well, two things. One, you know, the players and everybody has respect for Buster Posey. He played. He's very thoughtful. He's doing a great job. But I think the instant respect and credibility goes a long way when your leader is Buster Posey and has been on the field. So when he speaks, people listen. This is not as simple as say, okay, it's time to go and guys turn it on, right? They're trying every day. But you know what? You have moments like this during the season where the team responds, and to go on the win streak, yeah, we can call it the Posey factor if we want, I guess, but it's just not that simple and that easy when somebody says something and makes a few changes and you go on that run.
Hey, we couldn't wait to have you on. We're having some fun today with Father's Day upon us here Sunday. But 13 years ago today, you were in the dugout. Matt Cain pitched a perfect game. What can you share with us about that game and those great memories?
Well, you're right there. There's a lot of great memories. Love Matt Cain. You know, he was a fierce competitor. You know, one of the best we ever had here when he took the mound. He wanted to win and beat that other guy. You know, the memories for me, obviously, is what he accomplished, a perfect game. I've never been on the field when there was a perfect game. It was a great game in the fact that Blanco made the great catch, and whether you're a coach, manager, or teammate, when you're doing that, you know, it gets around the seventh inning and there's no hits and no walks, you know, you start feeling it. You know, you start feeling the anxiety and the excitement that this could happen. And for me personally, you know, positioning the infield, You know, you don't want to screw it up, right? You don't want to move a guy and screw the thing up. You know, you start to, you know, keep your hands off. And then we made a couple defensive moves. We put Arias in for Sandoval at third, and that ended up paying off. And thank goodness it did, because, you know, you don't want to mess with the game when it's going like that. So, you know, the baseball gods will get you. But Boach pulled all the right strings there when we made the moves, and it all worked out. So that was a great day. You know, for us on the field, and a great day for the fans and the Giant organization.
Ron Wotus joining us on 95.7 The Game, longtime Giants coach. You are very familiar with Bryce Eldridge, and during the dry spell, his name came up a lot, and it's not being mentioned as much, but it feels to me from just gathering the information, I've never seen him play, but it seems to be all about his fielding. But I want to ask you this also. I mean, his reputation is beginning to precede him, if you know what I mean. And so as a coach, watching a guy like this, do you worry that expectations can get too high for someone like that?
Yeah, that's real accurate. Look, I mean, you know, you watch him hit, and you can see he has that it factor. He knows what he's doing up there. He swings at strikes. But it's one thing to hit in A ball and, you know, double A, and it's a different thing to hit in the major leagues. So, you know, it's not so much about the where the expectations get you is if he gets here too quick. Look, Lamont was struggling, and he did so much good for the organization. Sorry that we had to let him go. He'll hook on with somebody else, but Dom Smith has come in and done a nice job for us. But the thing you want to guard against is getting him here before his time. To give you some context, like, Matt Williams came up quickly, so did Brandon Belt. But Matt struggled for a while, and Belt, you know, held his own, but both those guys could play defense. They played the position their whole life. Belt first, right. Matty third. You know, this kid has never played infield. He didn't play basketball, where you got to really get control of your body and your athleticism. So I think the number one thing we're trying to do is give him enough reps at first base to learn the position, to get a feel for it. And that's the area that you don't want to rush. And I'll give you one more analogy that I think it's important so we don't, you know, keep our expectations tempered and give this a guy a chance to grow and learn the game. Freddie Freeman was a kid drafted out of high school. So he got to the big leagues in his third year, and he had 1,700 at-bats, okay? Another player that played first base in his life and could play first base. He didn't have to learn how to hit and field in the major leagues. And you know how many at-bats Bryce Eldridge has right now is 700. So that gives you another little perspective on the analogy of where the expectation could get you if he gets here maybe quicker than we want him. And that happens when you have a need, right? And he's so talented that, you know, it could possibly happen.
Hey, Ron, I was born and raised in the Bay Area, so I really feel like I know what the Dodger-Giant rivalry means. I won't go with the East Coast bias with the Red Sox and Yankees because they are two other storied franchises. But if I were to ask you, what does the Dodger-Giant rivalry mean to Ron Wotus, how would you answer that?
Well, if you can't get up for this series, you can't get up for any series. You know, even though they've had their way with us, you know, most recently. I remember, you know, the years obviously was here when we got them a lot as well. And so there's a history here. You know, we don't play them as much as we have in the past. Now we're pretty much the underdogs because of the success that they have had. Well, if that doesn't motivate you more, I don't know what does. I mean, you know, you want to beat them. So it's a special series. Look, being a Dodger, being a Giant my whole career as a coach, it's special to me, even though if it's wavered for other people, where players, you know, change teams today, et cetera, it's still the Giant Dodgers, and it's a little extra special to be playing them and want to do well.
Mm. Hey, Ron, I got to tell you, I've never met you, but I've really enjoyed listening to you talk baseball over the years as a coach and now on NBC Sports Bay Area. Really respect your opinion and the way you talk about the game. So thank you so much for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Well, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on, and have a great day.
You too. Ron Wotus, You can hear him on the post-game shows frequently with on NBC Sports Bay Area, and he's in uniform during the home game.
That's awesome.
And he's still a still works for the organization. He's a special assistant for Buster Posey.
Yeah, obviously. I've seen him up there with Laura and our own Bonte Stani. He does a good job, and you meant that. I love hearing them break down ball.
You know what? We'll take a break here, Goo, and keep us on the clock, as they say. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks to Ron Wotus, joined us in the previous segment.
You gave him a big compliment, and he deserved it.
There's certain guys and women that just, they got a way about them, and they got a way about talking about a sport. They don't talk down to you, but you get a lot of information, kind of like the way I talk to everybody.
Well, I was going to say, thanks a lot. That means a lot coming from you.
You know, like educating without arrogance.
Yeah, and I got you.
You know what I'm
saying? Wow. Because there is some arrogance out. Wendy, I can't believe he's a free agent. What are they doing?
Maybe he's just he's exercising a player option to get a multi-year deal.
Or they got to pay Barkley and the rest of those guys coming over.
You know what? That's not a crazy thought.
What is going on?
Bob
will be fine. My guy.
Bob Myers?
Yeah. He'll be fine.
You know my prediction. He will not be.
You think so?
I don't think.
If he gets a job, we got a job. I got
to take
the test.
No. I have no idea. But I just, I don't think he's going to be with ESPN next year, doing the same kind of stuff he's doing.
I got you.
I could. Here's what I could see. I could see Myers moving to just game analyst.
Yeah, no doubt, because he's great at that too. I hear you, Stoney.
But. Like, do you know, actually, and this is, because this is seriously the stuff you're good at, like, do you know what the post-game show is going to be next year at ESPN or, you know,
no, we don't
just
even
be on Thursdays?
We don't know, and
so
it's
going to
be simulcasted for, they'll still be in Atlanta. They won't be
okay.
They'll be in the Turner studio, and I don't want to say ghetto, because that's my word, when it's like you're forcing it because you have to, but the bottom line is, I'm like, how is this going to work? Is it going to be Thursdays where that's where they became household names and a staple? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen with Ken? Like, I don't know. Is it going to be like our crossover at 148? No, it won't be, because we're all in the same place.
Gotcha. Let's go to, let's take a quick call here and go out to, it doesn't say where this person's from, but welcome.
Who we got?
Good afternoon. Who do we got?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Oh, boy. Mia?
Hey. Is this Mia?
Hey.
How's it going? Good. It's Mia.
Yeah, it is.
If you didn't recognize the voice.
Yeah. I just want to set it up. Mia, I'm not starting anything, but Stani, my guy, just
you always are.
Yeah, he asked me what I was doing, what the family was doing.
We have a real bad connection.
You know what?
You want to hang up and call back?
Well, you're sounding perfect. So why don't you just call back and we'll see
Hello?
If we can clear it up. Yeah, okay. Now,
can you hear me?
Hang up on her and tell her to call back, because we can hear her.
Let's hope the boss is not
clear.
Listening. Yeah.
Oh boy.
No, this is a better call.
No, but did
I can't? You
did you know she was calling?
I told her to call, so you could grill her.
So you're no.
No, you have to. I'm gonna set
so
it up.
You're
no. No, it ain't about me.
You need me to do anything?
No, yeah, I'm telling you. Just, you owe me this.
What?
Yeah, just
what?
Say, wow. No. Just, the truth is going to come out, and you're going to be like, there was no other day or days.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, Mia, we have you back.
Hey.
Can you hear us better?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
So before you go, let me jump in real quick, Stanley.
Let me introduce you to Guru.
Yeah.
You probably know him.
So I didn't share our text thread about your plans with the kids on my day, Father's Day. So Stanley politely asked what the family was doing. I told him where we'll end up, Uncle Billy's for the fish fry together. But me, I just wanted you to share with Stanley what your plans were with the kids the morning of my day. And Stanley, here we go. Mia, can you share with them?
As you know, our son goes to Santa Clara University.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
So he moved out his apartment I went up there. What day was that, Daryl?
Wednesday. I was
Wednesday.
At work.
I moved him out of, me and little Daryl moved him out of his apartment.
Okay.
So he's moving into a house.
Okay.
So the move-in day could be the 16th.
Okay.
But we already been down there once. I will have to take another day off from work. I said, well, we're going down there on the 15th for Father's Day. How come we can't just do the move-in in the morning?
Yeah, well, I can think of a reason or two why you wouldn't want to do it the morning of. Well, but Stoney, jump in.
Hold on. Okay, just one quick question, Mia, before I do jump in the middle.
Yeah.
Can you just give me a brief rundown on what Daryl did for you on Mother's Day this year?
I was hoping this question came up.
Oh, no, you I'm listening.
I got some flowers.
Okay.
And a card.
Okay.
That's it? You know what?
That's
go ahead and move little Daryl down there on Mother's Day.
Or Father's Day. I don't get lunch. Yeah. I don't get dinner. Because you know why?
How come?
He doesn't know how to cook.
Hey.
Oh, he cooks on this show.
Mia, tell him what we ended up doing on Mother's Day. We went to your sister's house. Don't make it seem like I didn't do anything.
$200
balloons and chocolate.
We always have to go to my sister's house because
this tradition.
Her husband knows how. Look, he knows how to get on the grill.
You know what?
He knows how to pull stuff together for his wife.
Okay.
My husband.
Let's do this. Mia,
if it's anything to do with anything culinary.
All right. I got you. All right, Mia. We're still good. I'm going to leave you with this, sweetheart. Do you feel a little bad that my family won't be with me early on because I'm not lifting a finger on Father's Day? That's what this call is about. Can you just admit to it, like, you know what? It is kind of foul. That's all.
You wasn't going to lift a finger anyway if it wasn't on Father's Day anyway.
Please.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. It's Father's Day.
Who does all the move-ins and moves-out?
I help.
Mia does.
Oh.
Mia does.
All right, we'll see you later.
So, Mia, don't you feel guilty about that move
that
on Sunday anymore?
Don't worry about it.
Oh my
Good for
God.
You.
All right, thanks, Mia. There is no guilt there at all, Steiny. That's what I'm dealing with.
Mia came courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Why not?
How did it get into can I cook or not?
So, real quick, can I just read this?
Oh.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to read this.
Yeah. Breaking news?
Between 1:15, and we're already in the window, and 1:45, we're going to be giving away a four-pack of Giants tickets. It's for next Saturday, June 21st. The Red Sox are in town, and Steiny and Guru are giving you and your family or friends a chance to be at Oracle Park. This is a courtesy giveaway by Chevrolet. Also, the first 15,000 guests receive a camo hat. You can buy your tickets at sfgiants.com. Okay, so.
And we'll play a sounder, too.
Okay.
And it will be this.
Yeah!
Okay, when you hear that sounder in the next 12 minutes, don't miss a chance to go to this game on Saturday against the Red Sox for your chance to win. We're going to be taking caller 5, and I'll give you the number when we do it. All right.
Stoney, I can cook. I'm getting hate on not being able to do that, but there was no remorse there. And I'll be by myself because I'm not lifting the finger on Father's Day. And I spent $200 on balloons, cards, chocolates, flowers.
Is that it?
Hey, it's hard out here, man. Come on, Stoney. What was it? You didn't jump in and grill her like you grill me on my takes.
After she told me that you had a very, very pedestrian Mother's Day, it doesn't sound like you. Listen.
Now that hurts.
Okay. No. Listen.
Pedestrian.
When Father and Mother's Day.
All right. I got
when
it.
When we're talking about couples.
Yeah.
It's everybody's does it differently and it's all okay.
People calling me DoorDash Guru.
You don't know how to grill?
No, I don't like to smoke. You get all dressed up, your hair fly, you fit it, and then smoke all in your... I got the remote, and I'll make you a cocktail.
Okay.
Can you throw down seriously on the grill?
I can, but I...
I'm
not great at it.
That's what I appreciate.
But here's one thing that apparently I do that it's a no-no in the men's world. If we have people over to the house, I'll let another dude grill instead of me. I don't care.
Now we don't
like I'm not proprietary about my grill.
Oh, Stardy,
Dana, you want to come over and grill? Grill.
All right,
I'll be sitting here.
That's a big no-no, man.
Please.
Ken, I'm kind of like
it's
him.
A no-no for insecure people.
That is incredible. Snarty, come over and take over the... Hey, Ken.
Ain't nobody touching my grill, man.
Wow. Listen to Ken.
No, but you let Dana touch your smoker.
Huh? Yeah, but he took a look at it. He didn't touch... He wasn't smoking nothing. I'm the smoker.
All right. You guys were all smoking Saturday, those cigars.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Did you smoke any cigars?
No, I didn't. It took everything in me to not do it, but I wanted to.
Yeah, I didn't smoke any cigars. Yeah. I don't smoke cigars. I don't know why. You know what? I just don't get it. I don't. You know, they say don't inhale. It's like, well, then why would you do it in the first place?
Hey, boy.
Therapeutic.
Supposedly. Supposedly.
That didn't go how I wanted, man.
We go. We got game four tonight, and Pacers are up 2-1. Yeah.
Thunder lose tonight, then it's a wrap.
Okay, being serious, you think you're going to bet on the game tonight?
Yeah.
Because
the Thunder, this is a lock.
Okay.
They're going to win.
Hold on.
And then they're going to win Monday.
You need to find something out before you place your bet.
I already did.
Oh.
That the ball's going to be tipped.
Okay. Do you know if Caitlin Clark is going to be in the building or not?
I got to assume yes, because I read an article last night on how her and Halliburton are pushing each other.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm not mad at this, but why would that mean anything on the betting component of this?
Because they're 8-0 when Caitlin Clark's at their games.
I'm going to call you McDonald's. That's a hell of a nugget. Dude, that is good. Hey, Stoddy, that is a nugget. 8-0. But... SGA ain't letting them lose. He was 9-20 last game. I'm not Steiny, why did Hardenstein go to Barkley? Broke it down like science. Like that messed up their bench. Mm. And that's when they're losing these games. They were up 14, 12 points last game. It's when you go. Why did he didn't think about that? Could you imagine Pat Riley or Phil or Steve Kerr, the 73?
Steve Kerr's done it a lot.
Didn't
he change the lineup in the finals?
As it went, but not game one.
Oh.
That's then a wrong message. Telling you.
I'll bet you if you look at the Warriors over the years, Steve Kerr has quietly started a lot of different lineups.
We know this. We know every starting lineup in the finals.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Finals. He may not have, he may not have used the same starting lineup for game one against Houston that he did against the Timberwolves. That lineup may have been different.
But that's, and it's okay coming
course,
from the one.
Steve Kerr.
No, it's what they've
never
done.
Criticized through,
no,
that.
It's what they've done throughout. Hardenstein is their dude. Now
he's
you
their seventh best player.
No, what
player.
I'm saying, Steiny, is you did something for the meantime, but you didn't think of in between time. So now your bench is all, what word am I looking for? Cluster, you know what, I don't want to get fired. So I think that's where you're losing. Okay. You didn't grill her like I wanted you to.
I wouldn't do that.
She just said anything and you took it, not for truth. Like,
well, if there's one of you that
I know
is
what
likely
happens
to embellish, it would be you.
I never want you on the stand helping
why?
Me out in a courtroom as a witness.
I'm calm, cool,
no,
and collected.
But you change.
No, I don't.
I wanted to grill her.
She ate a piece of fish.
So right. I'll be by myself Father's Day morning.
Hey, the Dynamite.
Oh, you are right. You might be onto something.
Hey, I saw something in one of those stories about...
Dude, this show is going fast.
The free agent period in the NBA. No. I want you to fill in the blank because this is a sentence I read. And we're talking about a certain player.
All right, no, here we go.
See if you know.
All right.
I'm going to let you fill in the blank.
I've been on fire today after Gagne.
The Warriors are monitoring what's going on with this particular player.
Oh, I already know it. Because G is for Guru, for Stanford. Drew Holiday.
I know. I mean, they may be, but that, no.
That is not this one?
No.
Giannis.
Nope. Same team.
Oh, please don't tell me Middleton.
He's on Washington.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. Brooke Lopez, no.
No.
Oh, my guy, Kyle. Kuzma.
No. The Warriors are monitoring,
oh,
Bobby Portis.
Oh, he would fit.
Would he?
I would love him and Draymond, and he can step back, hit the three, and is a goon, but a good goon.
Mike Dunleavy.
I like it.
Hey, Mike Dunleavy, I dare you.
What don't you like? I thought you were
I love Bobby Portis.
All right. What's he costing these
but
days?
But I dare you to bring Portis in here because Portis, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler?
All pros.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Butler.
That will be...
Butler's
oh
been a godsend.
It's just about the
yeah, talk
the
to
dynamics.
Me. I feel like you're being prejudiced in regard to personality.
I am.
But Butler was Robin. He didn't even want it to be the front runner.
Bobby Portis is a lunatic. He is,
maybe
and I mean
we
this
need
in
some,
a good
yeah
way.
Draymond
he
said
is
we
a
not,
lunatic.
He said we needed another a-hole.
Well, they got one.
Okay.
Butler.
What if you go get one more?
One more? No, they can't handle one more.
I think you're selling the Warriors. What word am I looking for, Stoney? Sure. Their culture.
Oh, my God. Their culture would be Bobby Portis, Butler, and Draymond. That would be their – you know what?
I like him.
I'm here for it. I'll get my popcorn. Oh, my God. Bobby Portis with the Warriors?
I'll pick him up at SFO or Oakland Airport.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Your chance to win a four-pack for Saturday's Giants-Red Sox game. Right now, be caller number 5 to the contest line, 415-523-4652, for your chance to win a four-pack for the Giants game against the Red Sox on Saturday. Also that day, the first 15,000 get a camo hat. So if you want to just get to the game, go to sfgiants.com. But caller number 5 wins a four-pack, 415-523-4652. This giveaway, courtesy of Chevrolet.
That might have been your best read of the week.
Well, stay tuned.
Oh, you got...
Because this is when I start getting nervous.
Well, the lights are shining brighter than they ever have in this studio. Let's just say that.
Good Lord, can I offer you some oxygen?
Man.
You did that all in one breath.
Well, I'm getting ready for the next one.
Yeah, you'll see some areas of opportunity on this next one. No, I'm playing, Scott. You're doing a great job. That's Willard's bit.
Yeah. Hey, so you're in or out today?
Still game time.
Come on, buddy.
After that call, I might be with you.
Well, I'm not going to get into your business. How far you got to drive today?
About 2.5 to Sac.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
So,
Damn it. Where are
you watching the game?
Which one?
The Pacers. The Giant game, 5:30? I'm going to be somewhere. I'll be at home by then.
5:30 or 6?
Well, first off, for the Sunday night baseball has been 4 p.m. I knew that, but you make it sound like we both didn't know that.
No, you knew it. I didn't know it.
But I'm taking strays because they say we both didn't know it. But anyway, the Giant game, I'm not worried about. That's gravy.
Okay.
But I like to be where I'm at on my keister at tip, first pitch, or kickoff.
So you'll get –
if I leave right away – I'm there right before tip.
And so I didn't even bring this up. So you're going to stick. So yesterday, Goo.
I had to do a podcast.
Yesterday, Goo, I said, any chance you pop into the ship? You go, Steiny, I'm there. And of course, I walked to the ship, and halfway there, oh, Steiny.
But the joke is you were going with or without me.
No, but I enjoy it better when you're there.
But I had to. Me and Loveman had magic going on. Garlic fries and baseball.
Give me your most. What's the most poignant thing you said about the Giants?
Well, how about Loveman. In totality? We talked about what we used. We borrowed a discussion from our show. Tradition in regard to baseball and the exit velocity, launch angle, and that stuff. We really got into that, the minutia of that, and then also just talked about. Blowing the game yesterday, that was a big part of it. And we know it's not, you know, season ending. But, Steiny, there is something about getting dressed, getting on that bird, headed to L.A., knowing you swept Colorado as opposed to now. It was just one game. You're right, but.
What if they sweep the Giants?
Then we're going to look back at this game.
No, if the Dodgers holds no water.
No, you mean if the Dodgers sweep the Giants.
If the Giants sweep the Dodgers, then this opinion you're sharing right now has no validity.
What if they get swept? Will we say, that game in Colorado, they got
to win? Well, I won't.
What would you say? Dude, you got me thinking of Bobby Portis.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so much fun.
What outfit was that? Who reported that?
It was ESPN or something like that. Something reputable. Slater.
I'm about to text him now.
You don't even have his number. Actually, I don't have his number.
I don't want to put his business number out there. You know, home base is in my neck of the woods for the Slater family.
No, it's near Sacramento.
Hello?
Oh.
It's past it.
That's why.
That's my guy.
That's why if the Kings make some hay, he'll probably be doing a lot of Kings work.
Well, they need a barn first.
Anthony Slater of The Athletic. is going to ESPN. Question is, what will that do to our relationship, if any?
Well, you need to be worried about me and Myers. If he gets hired in one of these jobs.
Well, there's no jobs
Stein
open.
Stein is pretty good at
There's no jobs open right now.
That bothers me.
There's no jobs open. There's
and that Sportus news was via Jake Fisher.
Oh, he's legit.
NBA
he's got a
reporter.
Substack.
And it's called the Stein Line, which is kind of ironic.
He works
he
with Mark
that.
Stein. They work together.
Yeah.
He works for Stein.
Stein Line is what, yeah. That could have been your handle. Stein Line.
You know what's funny? One time I got an email from a general manager, and I'm like, oh my, look at this. And he had missed. He blew it.
What team was it? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
Damn
it was like
you.
20 years ago. And
oh, wow.
I open it up and it's like, hey, Mark, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the hell?
And then we got the Young Guns coming.
And then I went, looked, and we had very similar AOL accounts.
AOL.
I think I was like M. Stein 33 and he was like Stein, I don't know, whatever. But anyway. Yeah, we got the
Young Thundercats.
Yep.
I don't know why that term bothers a lot of people.
If you're wrapping up a work week like me, it's time to flip that metal switch. Time to unwind. And when I'm off the clock today, it's going to start with New Vodka. That's NUE. New Vodka, American-made, award-winning, 7 times distilled, clean, crisp. It's becoming my weekend drink, and sometimes a little more than that. New is smooth, it's versatile, and makes you feel like every cocktail is coming straight from behind the bar. You're getting total quality, and the best part about it is at a very solid price. You don't need to associate yourself with the velvet rope. You can understand that it's a vodka that you can afford. So hit up their website and check out some killer cocktail recipes. Make sure to try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. And remember the name, New Vodka. That's NUE. It's not just my pick. It can be yours. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax mode, which we're about a half hour away from, make the right call. Grab New Vodka. That's NUE Vodka. And you can check out their website at newvodka.com to find out where you can pick it up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.